This is Crab Per Trivia Night. I'm Philip Tricky. I got $100 on the line, and tonight we're mixing it up with a grab bag general trivia game. Hello, it is 6 p.m. It is Thursday, which means it's time for another episode of Trivia Night, the game where we bring you 15 questions and you have a chance to walk away with cash and prizes. So happy to be here. I'm streaming to you live in real time from our CrowdPer headquarters in beautiful downtown Dayton, Ohio. My name is Philip Tricky. I'm the trivia manager here at CrowdPer, and I am going to be your host for tonight's game. Thank you again so much for joining us. You can come and see us here every week, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. All you got to do, go to any web browser, open that up, type in crowd.live/Thursday, and you can join. We just need a little bit of information, and it's just that easy. We bring you 15 100% fresh, brand new original trivia questions every week, and all you have to do is answer as fast as you can, get those points up, and our top three players are going to go away with cash and prizes. Prizes, you say? What kind of prizes are we talking about here, Philip? I'm so glad you asked that question. Well, this week, for first prize, I've got $75 in cold hard cash coming to the first place winner. And for my second place winner, I got $25. And third place? Well, you might not have cashed out tonight, but we do have a sweet CrowdPer coffee mug coming your way. Keep calm and play virtual trivia, that says. So you're not going to be going away empty-handed. Trivia Night is brought to you and created with CrowdPer. You can add fun to your event with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. You can get instant access to our basic plan right now and create a cool event for up to 20 participants for free. So if you're interested in hosting a game just like this, just go to crowdper.com after the show. Like I said, we have a game for you tonight. My topic tonight is Trivia Grab Bag. It's one of our fun general games. Could have anything from movies and books to math and science, all sorts of cool, fun stuff. And if you like this game, it will be available in our trivia library starting next week. Before we start, I do want to go over a few quick things, give you a brief rundown of how the game works. I've got 15 questions. Each question is about 20 seconds long. The faster you answer, the more points you're going to get. And at the end of the game, our last question is a points wager question, where you can bet your points or hold on to your points, however you want to play it. And the top two players, like I said, are going to walk out of here with some cash. So what do you say? Let's play. Here we go. Question one. What color are SpongeBob SquarePants' square pants? Are they A, blue, B, brown, C, red, or D, yellow? A, blue, B, brown, C, red, or D, yellow? What color are Mr. SquarePants' square pants? Looks like most people are saying that they are brown, and the correct answer is B, brown. They are brown indeed. All right, lovely pants. Question two. What country is home to the Wrexham Football Club, owned by actors Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney? Is it A, Canada, B, Scotland, C, England, or D, Wales? A, Canada, B, Scotland, C, England, or D, Wales? Where is the Wrexham Football Club? Let's see. Answers are in. Most people are saying that it's Wales, and the correct answer is indeed it is in Wales. I think there's a show about that on TV, so hopefully you guys are watching that and get all those answers in. Question three. Who wrote the 2000 novella Shop Girl, which was later adapted into a film co-starring Claire Danes? Was it Carrie Fisher, B, Steve Martin, C, Tina Fey, or D, Hugh Laurie? A, Carrie Fisher, B, Steve Martin, C, Tina Fey, or D, Hugh Laurie? It was written by an actor. Who wrote it? Let's see what people are saying. Seems to be split between Tina and Steve, and the correct answer is B. It was Steve Martin who wrote Shop Girl. He also co-starred in that with Claire Danes. Question four. Where can you visit the world's oldest still operating library? Is it at A, Germany, B, Egypt, C, England, or D, Morocco? A, Germany, B, Egypt, C, England, or D, Morocco? Where can you check out a book from the oldest library in the world? Answers are pretty split here. Oh, some of you got this right. It was D, Morocco. I don't think that's enough for a brutal question, so I think that we're going to keep moving on and going through this game. Question 5. Which of these midnight transformations does not happen in the folktale Cinderella? A, the horses turn into mice. B, Cinderella's gown turns to rags. C, the coachman turns into a dog. Or D, the carriage turns into a pumpkin. Which does not happen? Horses into mice, Cinderella's gown into rags, the coachman into a dog, or the carriage into a pumpkin? Most people are saying that the coachman turns into a dog does not happen, and they are absolutely correct. The coachman does not turn into a dog in Cinderella. All right, 5 questions down. I'm going to slow it down here for a minute and take a breather. That's a nice, good start to the game, but I think it's a perfect time to check in on our leaderboard, see what's shaken up so far. Looks like in first place right now is Urban Sombrero. Congratulations to you. Climbers 1014 in second place, and Buds coming in at third place right now. It's still very, very early. It's still anybody's game. There's still plenty of game left to play. So, I don't know. Let's get back to it. Question 6. The Formosan macaque is endemic to the island nation of blank. Is it A, Madagascar, B, Taiwan, C, Fiji, or D, Jamaica? A, Madagascar, B, Taiwan, C, Fiji, or D, Jamaica? Where's that cute little guy from? Let's see, most people are saying Madagascar or Taiwan, and the correct answer is B. The Formosan macaque is from Taiwan. Moving on, question 7. According to a Scottish legend, what saved the clans from a Viking invasion? Was it A, a mermaid, B, horn, C, thistle, or D, unicorn? A, mermaid, B, horn, C, thistle, or D, unicorn? What saved those Scots from the Vikings? Looks like a pretty even split all the way across those answers, and the correct answer is C. It was a thistle. According to the legend, the Vikings had sailed to Scotland, and they were sneaking up on the Scots, and somebody stepped on a thistle, and they cried out and alerted apparently all of Scotland that the Vikings were coming to get them. Question 8. Which of these actors never guest starred on the TV show MASH? Was it A, Harrison Ford, B, Leslie Nielsen, C, Patrick Swayze, or D, Ron Howard? A, Harrison Ford, B, Leslie Nielsen, C, Patrick Swayze, or D, Ron Howard? Who was never on MASH? Oh, let's see. It's coming down to Swayze or Ford, and it is A. Harrison Ford did not guest star on MASH. Moving on, question 9. Which of these ingredients is not included in a mudslide cocktail? Is it A, Bailey's, B, amaretto, C, Kahlua, or D, vodka? A, Bailey's, B, amaretto, C, Kahlua, or D, vodka? Which one's not found in a mudslide? Looks like most everybody says it's amaretto, and it is indeed. Amaretto is not in a mudslide. You got your Bailey's, your Kahlua, and your vodka. I think it's pretty tasty too, with some ice cream thrown in as well. Question 10. What smooth soft rockers sing the 1973 hit Diamond Girl? Was it A, America, B, Steely Dan, C, Seals and Crofts, or D, Bread? America, Steely Dan, Seals and Crofts, or Bread? I love this song. Diamond Girl. Who's coming in? Most everyone says Seals and Crofts, and they are absolutely correct. It is indeed Seals and Crofts. All right, once again, I am going to take a moment here to slow things down. We are 2/3 of the way through this game, and I am dying to know if there's been any shakeups in that leaderboard, so let's check it out again. Oh, looks like Climbers 1014 and Urban Sombrero switched places. Oh, the one who knocks is back on the leaderboard. There are still the second act of this game to get to, so it's still anybody's game, because we do remember we have that points wager question coming up. If you're enjoying this and you'd like to host your own live trivia, just go to crowdpur.com, which is makes all of this fantastic fun happen. You can choose from our 100% original trivia library of over 1,000 games, or you can write your own. You can add awesome images and GIFs. You share that link to your game with your crowd, and then you can host either live in person or via streaming in real time, just like this. We have a free forever basic plan that you can get you started, and we have a ton of resources to get you up and running quickly. So turn up the fun on your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. And with that, I am ready to get back to the final act of this game. Let's go. Question 11. Which of these South American flags flies over the skies of Venezuela? I can't tell you what they are because it's a visual clue, but you got it. There's one that looks like kind of like the Texas flag. There's red and white with some cornucopia in the middle. You've got gold, blue, red with some stars, and a white and blue with a sun. What are we thinking? Most people... What's the correct answer? It is C was the correct answer. It's got a gold bar, blue bar, and a red bar. And then I believe there's 8 stars in a arc in the middle. That is the beautiful flag of Venezuela. All right, question 12. What is the official gemstone of Florida, despite not naturally occurring in the state? Is it A, sapphire, B, moonstone, C, aquarium, or D, turquoise? A, sapphire, B, moonstone, C, aquarium, or D, turquoise? The naturally not occurring in that state of Florida, the gemstone. Ooh, this one is a tight race on those answers. Let's see what's the correct answer. Is B, the moonstone. They made it the official rock of Florida in 1970 to coincide with the moon landing, which took off from Florida. So that makes a lot of sense. Question 13. What musical film earned The Late Late Show host James Corden a Golden Raspberry for Worst Supporting Actor? Was it A, Into the Woods, B, Cinderella, C, Cats, or D, The Prom? A, Into the Woods, B, Cinderella, C, Cats, or D, The Prom? What got him a Worst Actor Award, or Worst Supporting Actor? Most everybody says it was Cats, and it was indeed Cats. Apparently... Andrew Lloyd Webber, the creator of Cats, begged the producers to cut his number, and it just didn't happen. They probably should have cut everyone's number from that movie. Moving on to question 14. What is the official color of this classic Le Creuset cookware? Is this color called A, International Orange, B, Volcanic Flame, C, Harvest Fire, or D, Rust Red? A, International Orange, B, Volcanic Flame, C, Harvest Fire, or D, Rust Red? We've all seen these Dutch ovens and these cast iron pans. We love them. The answers are in, pretty evenly split. And the correct answer is B. That is called Volcanic Flame. That you can make a really nice cassoulet in your Le Creuset cookware. All right. That's 14 questions down. We got one more to go. It's the last question of the game, and you know what that means. It is a points wager. So for this final question, you're going to be able to wager all of your points, none of your points, however you want to do it. I'm going to give you a hint. That hint is Vincent Van Gogh. Like I said, bet it all. Play conservative. There's no shame in how you want to play this game. So now I'm going to give you a chance. You got 20 seconds to put those wagers in. Like I said, we got Vincent Van Gogh. He was a painter. He had one ear, I believe. Is that a clue? I don't know. It's not, but it could be. I'm here to trick you, but if you listen closely, let's get those wagers in, and here we go. Which is the only painting Vincent Van Gogh sold during his lifetime? Was it A, Irises, B, The Red Vineyard, C, Starry Night, or D, Cafe Terrace at Night? A, Irises, B, The Red Vineyard, C, Starry Night, or D, Cafe Terrace at Night? This is the only painting that he sold in his lifetime. And let's see, most people, it's either Cafe Terrace or The Red Vineyard, and the correct answer is B. It was The Red Vineyard. It was the only painting that Van Gogh sold in his entire life, or during his lifetime. I think the rest of those have probably fetched millions upon millions of dollars since then. Well, that is it. That's our 15 questions. What a fantastic game of trivia night. I know that I've been waiting for this moment since we started. I don't know about you, but I think that it's about high time that we check in on that leaderboard and see how this whole game shook out. And first, it's Urban Sombrero. And in second, The One Who Knocks. Welcome back, The One Who Knocks. That's the third time I've seen your name up on this leaderboard. We love to see it. And coming in third, and the now proud owner of this Keep Calm and Play Virtual Trivia crowd per coffee mug is Climbers 1014. If you didn't win this week, you can find us here every week, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. All you got to do is go to crowd.live/Thursday. Be sure and join every week for another chance at that cash and prizes. Share this game with your friends on social media. Tag us on social media. We are at CrowdPer. Take the URL, crowd.live/Thursday. Put that in an email. Send it to your friends. Send it to your coworkers. If you spread the word, we will spread the love. The more players we get, the bigger the prizes are going to get. We're going to have some cool new features. We're going to have some fun game formats. And if you are listening to us on the podcast, you can join us every week, Thursday nights, crowd.live/Thursday. If you put your info in there, we'll send you a notification a few minutes before the game starts. And lastly, do check out crowdper.com if you'd like to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. My name is Philip Tricky. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you next week.